Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. As we continue along on this Friday morning, I'm Walt Lindela and want to take a moment to remind you that tomorrow is the pickup day for the 9th annual Project Keep Kids Warm Winter Clothing Drive. It's in the western end of Marquette County, and we had recently had a chance to speak with the organizer, Dick Derby, for some of the details of what you need to be aware of for tomorrow's pickup for Project Keep Kids Warm. Here's more with Dick Derby.
This is a winter clothing drive for needy families on the West End. So we're talking primarily about Ishpeming and Negaunee, and that's where the clothing drive will take place over the next couple of weeks. But really, as we've said in the past, this being our 9th annual, the doors serving the public in this are open to everybody in Marquette County. We're looking for slightly used or new winter clothing, age infant to 18. And so that can be jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, gloves, mittens, scarves, anything that represents winter clothing. Right. On the 29th, all those volunteers will be coming back through the neighborhoods from 10 to noon looking for those bags with the pink fluorescent labels set curbside with what we hope would be once again a very, very generous donation of new or slightly used winter clothing.
In the studio with us is Dick Derby. He's the organizer of the 9th annual winter clothing drive for kids in need known as Project Keep Kids Warm. What are some of the things that you're looking for that you're hoping to be able to collect?
You know, jackets and snow pants are a big item, and boots as well. And we've learned over the years that as the kids grow up and it's little boys are really tough on snow pants. So that's a big item that we hope to get large quantities of. And then after that, as I said, jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, gloves, mittens, everything. Mm-hmm. All end up going to somebody or families and let's talk about institutions, Walt. When the clothing drive is over, and we'll talk a little bit about the big free shopping day at the Armory, the leftover clothing is all distributed into the school systems and the Women's Center, Jansen House, Jacob Eddy. Mm-hmm. Everything goes somewhere to benefit people at the end of the program.
The focus is kids. The focus is children in our community. And then what you do is you get these items, and you will pick them up this Saturday.
29th.
Yep. Right. You'll pick those up. But then after that is collected, then you really have the distribution day. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, all of that winter clothing will go over to the Ishpeming Armory. And, in fact, we're always looking for some volunteers to help with that as well. On the 4th, which is a Thursday evening, starting around 5 o'clock, we'll be setting up tables in their gymnasium. And then we have all of the clothing set out by boy or girl, age infant to 18, on tables all around the gymnasium. And then on Saturday the 6th is the free shopping day, and we certainly want to have a lot of publicity for that so that everyone knows about it. Mm-hmm. From 9 until noon, those doors are open, and there's no requirement or registration or any other credential. We ask that if you're a family in need or have had some difficulties, economic hard times, or maybe someone's been laid off, whatever your case may be, please come and shop for the winter clothing that you need.
If people have questions, maybe they still want to volunteer, they want to help out, what's the best way to find out a little bit more?
You could certainly call Wesley United Methodist Church, the sponsoring organization, and that number is 486-4681. Of course, they're in the telephone book. Mm-hmm. And you could call Dick Derby at 486-9349. And I get some of those calls, Walt. It's really nice. I've had organizations and individuals over the years have called and said, I've heard about the program, or I read about it in the paper, heard about it on the radio or TV, and would like to get involved, or I've got a youth group or an organization that how can we be part of that? And if you show up for those events, again, at Wesley or Emmanuel in Negaunee, from 10 until noon, on Saturday the 29th, or that evening at the Armory on the 4th, there's always a need for volunteers to come.
There will be work to do.
There's always work to do, yes.
And again, the number for Wesley is?
486-4681.
That's Dick Derby. He's the organizer of Project Keep Kids Warm. The pickup day of the items is tomorrow in the areas of the western end of Marquette County. If you received one of the bags last weekend, make sure you have it filled up and ready to go so the volunteers can pick them up. And, of course, make sure that those get to the right people as well. We've got more to come, including your weekend forecast details and more as we roll along on this Friday morning on the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM.